This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Danny from Kirkland is. Danny, are you there? Danny, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was not. I was dealing with power stuff, but that's all right. I think I'll do okay.
It's an even playing field now, Steve, okay?
Yeah, I respect that.
All right, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What type of food is brie?
Cheese.
Correct. AC/DC formed in what country?
Australia.
Yes. Former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, created what new social media platform?
Blue Sky?
Yes. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
A bat?
No.
Pass.
What is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean?
Calving?
Correct. In Greek mythology, who was the god of war?
Apollo?
No.
Pass.
What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Clock?
Correct. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Marie Curie?
Yes. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Shannon?
No.
Samantha?
No.
Sharon?
No. How many reindeer pulls Santa's sleigh?
12?
No.
8?
No.
10?
No. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
A dolphin.
No.
You know, technically 8's right because Rudolph only pulls Santa's sleigh when there's fog outside.
Danny, do not.
I'm just saying, technically,
Danny,
right.
And all his Christmas logic. What, yeah. All of a sudden, the Halloween guy is a Christmas guy all of a sudden? Wow.
The double Dannys were doubling down.
And you never leave Rudolph out. So
but you always leave Rudolph out of the reindeer games.
Steve's coming in.
And Danny and Kirkland, you got 6 correct.
Don't tell him.
We're going to have to check with Steve after this game and see what he thinks.
Ooh. You know what? He's going to be on my side.
No, he's not.
Well, we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What type of food is brie?
Cheese.
Yes. AC/DC formed in what country?
Australia.
You know it. Former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, created what new social media platform?
OnlyFans.
No.
Yeah. Wait, he created the, was it Blue Sky?
Yes, I said Blue Ski. Did.
I didn't know that. No wonder why it looks exactly like Twitter.
Right. Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Rhinoceros.
No.
An elephant.
No.
Oh, they do. I don't know. Bat.
No. What is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean?
Titanic.
No.
Icicles.
No.
Pass. I'll come back to that one.
In Greek mythology, who is the god of war?
Gene Simmons.
No.
I don't know. Excalibur.
No.
Zeus.
No. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
A mouse.
No.
Captain Hook.
No.
A pail.
No. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Maya Angelou?
No. No, Steve. Wow. You
what
started
happened
off
in the
strong
other room?
And then really just went
I took an edible and it just kicked in, man.
Clearly, because Steve, you got 3 correct, which is a loss, 6-3.
Oh, man, I got smoked.
Let's go, Danny.
Told you.
Woo-hoo.
Way to go, Danny.
Wow, Steve.
That was bad. I did start off good, though.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah, I front-loaded it. I front-loaded my intelligence.
One you both did not know, which mammal has no vocal cords?
No clue.
Taryn, you said it during the cheat sheet.
Did I? What was it?
Wow.
I don't even remember.
It's the tallest animal.
Giraffe?
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot.
Clearly. One that Danny did know, which is the process by which icebergs break off from glaciers and float into the ocean.
What was it?
Calving.
Oh, I don't know.
I never knew that either.
Yeah, I thought for some reason it was like on the tip of my tongue and it was nowhere near my tongue.
No, I had never heard of that, to be honest. In Greek mythology, who was the god of war?
Thor?
No.
Apollo.
Ares.
Was this also on the cheat sheet?
No, but
that would have been amazing.
It should have been, I guess. One that he did get correct, the crocodile swallowed a clock in Peter Pan.
Okay.
The first woman to win a Nobel Prize.
If you say so.
Sure.
Was Marie Curie. Okay. I don't know what you said, but I
said Maya Angelou.
Is that Angelou? Yeah, is that really?
That's how you say it?
Yes, sir.
Who is that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. beginning with S, what is the real first name of Lady Gaga?
Stephanie.
Yes.
I would have got that one.
You would have?
Yeah.
How many reindeer pulls
Stephanie with an I.
Wait.
Yes.
Steve, listen to this question.
Okay.
And you get three guesses. You get three answers.
How many reindeer pull Santa's sleigh?
9.
That's effing right, because Steve includes Rudolph, bitch.
She technically...
Did you not learn anything from the song or the show?
8 tiny reindeer. Rudolph is only used when there's fog or bad weather. So it's only 8.
We don't know what happened. We just saw the origin story. For all we know, since then, Rudolph has been helping.
No, he does not. He takes retirement until there's fog or snow.
No. No, Steve, you got it right.
Yeah, Danny, I can't go on the same side as you on that one.
Check the text line. Everyone agrees with me.
That is not true.
Am I going to really waste my time and look at these texts? Of course I will.
Always.
Danny, I completely agree with the number that you're saying for a reindeer. Someone said, yep, 8 tiny reindeer. Nice call, Danny.
Thank you.
Why is everyone leaving Rudolph out?
Rudolph wasn't part of the original Santa Claus story.
It says 8 tiny reindeer in the song.
The poor guy has been bullied his whole life for having a red nose, and now you guys are trying to write him out of history.
But that was the whole point of the story, is that he was being picked on, and eventually they accept him because he's got the nose. And now all of a sudden everything is cool, and I'd imagine in future episodes of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is the name of the freaking show, that he'll be still there helping Santa and the other reindeer out.
I agree. He is the main character. He is up front leading the way.
Well, so I said there are 9 reindeer, and it will always be 9, Danny. I hope Rudolph craps down your chimney.
He does that every year, but I think I believe it's Santa.
Well, Steve, you still lost regardless.
Once again, we have partnered up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new warm winter coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. Steve, I know we're getting donations left and right.
We are just about to hit the $1,000 mark, which is great, but it's nowhere near the $50,000 that we're hoping for. So we're hoping, I know the holidays are tough for everybody, but if you could spare $5, $10, $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. $100, or even like James Barr Finch, a rockaholic that donated $69, joining the 69 Club,
nice,
which is very nice. Zachary donated $50. Nathan Chapman donated $20, and Janet Bamford donated $20 as well.
This is awesome. We're on a great start, and you can get involved by heading over to KISW.com. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we want to know, what is something that you wish you could do one more time? 206-803-ROCK. All of this is stemming from a 97-year-old woman that did something again for the first time in like 80 years. We're going to take your calls after Linkin Park.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that you wish you could do one more time? Give us a call and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. And we're bringing this up because a 97-year-old former cheerleader in Central Michigan got to relive her glory days.
Okay.
Her name is Isla Jean, and she got help from Merrill High School's first cheer team this year, but from 80 years ago is when she was the cheerleader.
Oh, so she wanted to be a cheerleader again.
One more time. So
did she wear the full-on outfit?
The video that I saw was at first on the ground. She was wearing her just regular street clothes, but then they had her up in a stunt and she was wearing a cheer outfit.
Oh, see, honestly, when you said this, I thought, oh, she's got some pom-poms and that's it. So they propped her up in the air.
They put her up in a stunt. It was wild.
Okay.
And she's adorable. So this is Isla Jean and their current cheer coach, Jenna, talking about it.
She got right up there and stood right up, and it was awesome.
Just felt bad that Merrill High School didn't have a cheerleaders when all the other schools had them. So we decided to do something about it.
When we walked in the door, she was already cheering. Before we could even start cheering, she was ready to go.
Come on, team, fight.
When I left, she said, without me, you wouldn't have Meryl cheer. And I just thought on that, and I was just so grateful for her because I know what it probably took. Her and her girls, they built this program.
This old lady all, you know, cocky and crap. Without me, there'd be none of this.
You'd be nothing.
Honestly, I just saw the picture, and it, she was wearing the full-on cheerleader outfit as well. I almost wish that they would have, like, whenever they have their next event that they're doing cheer for, like, basketball or football, whatever sport it is, they just parade her out there and don't even acknowledge it. And just, like, just to see the look on some of the people's faces, like, what's going on here? Why does one of the cheerleaders have white hair and looks very old?
And then they crown her the homecoming queen.
Yes.
Yeah. She is so cute. So what is something you wish you could do one more time? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, one of the texters just said, join the Army again, from Trucker Matt. So, like, go through the boot camp process and all that stuff.
Whoa.
Again? I mean, I guess maybe there's memories that will last a lifetime. I always heard that's not the fun part, but...
Maybe he wants to relive the fun part, Steve. That's fair.
How about our world's toughest mudder? It's a 24-hour obstacle course race. I came up short of my goal of 50-plus miles because I snapped my bicep tendon.
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I've always wanted to do a tough mudder. Maybe not the 24-hour obstacle one. But
that sounds insane.
That or like the Spartan.
Spartan race one, yeah. Those are pretty intense. I remember we did the hell run or the hell race, which was like... It's like the simple men's version of it.
Oh.
I mean, there's tough part. You're running. You're crawling through a muddy tunnel.
Yeah.
There's fire that you jump over. But when I say fire, it's just like they had like a little like fire thing that just kind of like had maybe like 3 inches of fire, and it wasn't very hard to jump over it.
This sounds like the sad version.
No, it was like for people who really just want to say that they want to get muddy. They want to medal. But it was like a 5K. It wasn't anything too crazy.
I also think that the girl that was afraid to try opening the garage door manually yesterday might not be built for this.
Okay, that is rude, first of all. And it sounds like a challenge.
And also, her dad was holding her back. She was willing to try it.
Yeah. I was really willing to risk blowing out my back.
Just don't do tough mudder with your dad. Or do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I honestly think you might die if that happened. Could you imagine?
Somebody said, would I like to do one more time? The ex-wife. She was psychotic, but really fun.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we're going down like the topic after dark segment. Because someone said, one more time? How about get a... You see, I'm married. That never happens now.
Oh.
I mean...
Someone said, play contact football. I never thought about that because I've been like lucky. You know, a lot of us that played hockey growing up, at some point, you could join beer league and still play. It's definitely not at the level of like playing like, you know, like a high school or college level or pro or anything along those lines. But you're still out there. You're still playing the sport. If you grew up playing football, yeah, you could do flag football, which I'm sure satiates the need a little bit. But it's a lot different than not wearing the pads anymore.
You don't hear of a lot of dudes in their 50s going out and like playing football. It's just not one of those lifelong sports like swimming or golf.
I don't even think like 30s.
No.
Like, I think once, that's got to be a trip. Like once, like a lot of those college guys, when college is done and you're not drafted and you don't want to do like arena football, like let's just say you're just done. Like the thing that you committed probably, I don't know, 15 years of your life to, 10 years of your life to, is just over.
Yeah, that's your whole identity for a long time.
Yeah, that's got to be hard.
The NFL just announced the halftime entertainment for the games on Christmas Day. And, well, the internet is not pleased about it. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Netflix has announced that Beyonce will be performing during the halftime of the Houston Texans Baltimore Ravens NFL game.
This is brilliant. Get everybody's mind off the fact that they're upset with the whole Tyson, Jake Paul streaming issues. How do you get people to forget about that? To get them mad about something else.
This game is happening on Christmas Day in her hometown of Houston. So Netflix has said that details are still kind of under wraps, but teased that she is expected to feature some special guests. And they are some of the guests that you'll find on her new album, Cowboy Carter.
Okay, which we've all been listening to nonstop since it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, of course, because of this, people are all fired up, and we have to go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of these posts, and we sent these comments to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out your favorite ones and reenact them however you want. Now, I think this is an interesting thing to throw out there because you would figure, okay, most dudes are going to be mad about this, right? Like, oh, how can they have Beyonce give us something that's rocking? Every single one of these comments is from a female.
Oh.
So you could, she's hated by all. That's all. That's all. I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the special guest is Mike Tyson's bare ass. Then I'll watch.
You and me both. All of a sudden, Mike Tyson just walked by. That would be an amazing way to give closure to this whole thing.
Quick honesty, how many times do you think you watched that Tyson ass clip?
Once.
What?
Oh, really?
Just once?
Yeah, I saw it and I knew it and I moved on with my life.
I watched it probably at least 7 times.
Why?
Because it was funny.
Danny, how many times did you watch it?
I still haven't seen it.
It's okay.
You're really missing out.
It's a guy who's in a locker room area with an athletic supporter on, which those things don't have a backside.
Yeah, that's fair.
Didn't realize we need to watch that over and over again. Not if it was Beyonce's app. Never mind.
I was going to say, if it was someone else, you probably would have.
I'd watch her and an athletic supporter all the time, I tell you.
Netflix will likely freeze anyway, so no real chance of seeing her.
Seeing her? Wow. It's a guy. It's a little creepy. And it's a female in that one.
Women tearing down women, nothing pisses me off more.
Wow.
I think it's just people tearing down Beyonce. Yeah. Are we okay with that?
No. I'm not even a Beyonce fan, and I don't like that.
You just got yelled at.
Who isn't a Beyonce fan?
I'm a Destiny's Child fan.
Hands up.
Beyonce's literally the worst.
Yeah, I was always Team Kelly.
Yeah.
None of you like Beyonce in this room except for me?
I mean, Destiny's Child.
I like her for certain reasons.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, next comment about Beyonce.
We need more band and drumline shows and less celebrities.
What?
Like, they want to do, like, a proper halftime marching band?
I'm fine with them just going to, like, to the booth and having them, like, you know, just kind of analyze what happened in the game. I mean, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. If Beyonce's on there on stage, I'm probably going to be picking food or talking to Tatum about something. Like, that's not, like, when people got worked up about Dolly Parton last time, I was like, what are we doing? Like, what
because that was a terrible performance.
Oh,
at least Beyonce will be able to move it and shake it and get low. Dolly looked like she was going to break.
Let's check back in with Beyonce when she's in her 70s. Yeah.
Okay, we will.
This is a Dolly Parton slander-free show.
Maybe if you liked Beyonce, I would care.
All right, next comment.
Sounds like a great time for a bathroom break.
It's going to be a line. I can imagine people. I don't even know if people are going to go to a bar to watch this because it's Christmas.
Yeah, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I am happy about that. Because sometimes, like, the best thing about Thanksgiving for me is, oh, we can watch football games. Because, you know, after a while, you run out of things to talk about, maybe. I don't know. You just kind of want to sit and veg and stare at the TV, and there's never anything on. I'd rather watch football games than A Christmas Story for the 30th time.
That's true.
I'd rather listen to Chris Collingsworth. Either way, I'll be grabbing drinks and food.
Okay.
These are all women, huh?
Yes. All females.
Do you people really think she cares if you watch? The bag is secured already.
True. Yeah, I don't think anyone's worried about her being able to pay her bills. I think it's just people don't want to see her on their TV. We got one more comment about Beyonce doing the halftime show at Christmas.
I'll be watching my dog poop during halftime. LOL.
I'll probably be doing the same.
Fact that those were all ladies.
It's incredible.
We use the term ladies very loosely around here, apparently.
They definitely
not
weren't
ladies at all.
They weren't single ladies.
That was amazing.
Oh, no.
Says the non-Beyonce fan.
Why did a celebrity do something that led a talk show host to say this?
You just did an obscene gesture on this family morning show.
You're going to find out what's trending after Green Day. Rockaholics, the morning is here. Things are happening all around us, including a lot in the world of pop culture, and trying to figure out what is important out there can be tough. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
A new docuseries about Joe Francis and Girls Gone Wild is coming out.
Let's freaking go.
I am interested. Here is part of the trailer.
It was so shocking.
It blew my mind what Joe Francis was able to convince these young girls to do.
Joe Francis was everywhere.
He's hanging out with famous people. And the first 2 years, Girls Gone Wild made $20 million.
Girls were already pulling their tops off and flashing the jet as we were pulling in.
I never thought that that would come back and haunt me for 20 years.
I was too young to be taped.
I first realized that these girls were minors when I got arrested. Joe was out of control.
He's been a fugitive for a decade now.
Do you feel bad for the girls?
Did you imagine that one day you'd be sitting in a chair to talk about Girls Gone Wild?
I figured at some point I get a knock on the door.
I never knew there were minors involved.
I didn't either.
Joe Francis could become a politician now.
Oh, boy.
No. That's crazy.
Girls Gone Wild, the untold story.
Oh,
Joe agreed to an in-depth interview for the first time in a decade, and it will be streaming on Peacock December 3rd.
I will definitely... Also, I have Peacock, so I'll definitely be watching this. I remember many years ago, we got like an email from somebody who's like, do you want to interview Joe Francis? It was like a PR company. I'm like, how? He's in jail. It's like, no, he'll do the interview from jail. And sure as that, he had a call. I can't remember the full backstory, but we had him on for an extremely long time. This is like forever ago. I think when I worked at The End or another station. I can't remember. But it was just weird. Like, I'm like, oh, you're behind bars and you're doing interviews. Like, this guy was out there.
So wild.
Do you remember Girls Gone Wild?
Oh, absolutely.
Sarah, do you?
Barely.
I feel like both of you at some point. Even today, versions of you would probably end up on Girls Gone Wild.
Right? Yeah. It is a very good thing that camera crew never caught up with me when I was freshly out of high school.
Do you remember?
I was talking about this before the show, and Sarah was just like, I like to flash people all the time. I was like, Sarah, I've never once seen you flash anyone except for when you were in New Orleans.
Well, that's because nobody's offered her a t-shirt.
Exactly.
That was the craziest part, was a lot of those girls were flashing for, I mean, they were doing it, I think, because it was Girls Gone Wild, and I was like, that was the hot thing to do. But I think a lot of them are doing it in exchange for just a freaking t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. This documentary is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's got to be. So yesterday, I guess, Richard Gere, he was on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie, and he ended up flipping her off. He was talking about his show, The Agency, and I guess he was mimicking a scene from the show. And, well, she kind of had a moment where she had to, like, kind of reprimand him.
Richard Gere, good morning. What did you just do?
This is what I did. But that's, sorry. But that's what I did in the piece.
You just did an obscene gesture on this family morning show.
Yeah. No, I'm bleeping you.
I was on him.
You know, Cher was on here.
Well, how do you bleep someone's finger?
Yeah. I mean, you have to fix it in post.
Okay. On the live show.
Right.
You know, Cher was on here doing an F-bomb yesterday, so I don't know what's happening.
No.
That's what the
clip was.
That's what the clip was, but we cut that part out.
I could see that, but it didn't make any sense without that.
First of all, the comments have been, like, I saw on X or Twitter, and someone's like, what crawled up Richard Gere's butt? And then the next picture was a freaking meme of a gerbil, and I'm like, man, here we go.
Oh, no.
And in case if you missed it, she mentioned the Cher one. Apparently, Cher said the F-word, but when you listen to this... Like, I don't think it's her fault. Like, I feel like it's the host's fault for how this happened.
You sought out another iconic woman for advice during this whole mess. You called Lucille Ball.
Yes.
And what did she tell you to do?
I can't say it on TV.
Okay, we'll bleep it.
Okay,
but what
so
did she say?
I said, Lucy, calling you because there, to my knowledge, there's never been a situation besides mine except yours.
Oh, a very public duo that was breaking up.
Yeah,
she left Desi, yeah.
And so she said... You're the one with the talent.
Okay. We didn't have the 7 second, but we will.
Why would you say go ahead and curse if you don't have a delay?
Right?
You dumb dumb.
We'll get it written for the next feed.
Well, you said I could.
Okay, I should have bleeped it myself. Okay.
Oh, I love that. The goddess of pop cursing on live TV.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a record of 332 wins, 99 losses, and 57 ties in 2024. Crap. Is this the day?
The Daily Migs Show.